Welcome to Jerry Built Dictation. The following is a series of 14 sequential chapters dictated at 180 words per minute. Because this is one continuous story, I was unable to break each segment up at precisely 5 minutes, but it will be close to that benchmark. I expect that some passages within each chapter of this saga could be challenging, requiring phonetic writing of some terms you are unfamiliar with. To get the full benefit of the dictation, I encourage you to replay any paragraphs containing uncommon vocabulary at varying speeds until you can master the entire selection at your control speed before moving on to a new unfamiliar chapter. I am confident that once you gain your rhythm, it will become easy for you. When that happens, take a moment to breathe deeply, to relax, and to feel proud of your accomplishments. As always, I wish you good luck in all your endeavors. I will now begin Chapter 1. Ready? The ASRA contacted me to see if I would write a paragraph or two about the origin of jury-built dictation that could be placed on the new website. To my former students, that restrictive request for mere paragraphs will probably sound funny, because you know how easily you could distract me in class to talk pages about anything. Nevertheless, I was delighted by this request and seriously attempted to comply. However, I soon became bogged down because obviously I am a man of more than a few paragraphs. So I came up with a compromise. I would let the ASRA write whatever they wanted about me, and I would develop some new literary dictation material in storybook fashion to supplement the existing jury-built stuff by outlining my history as a kid all the way up to my retirement. In addition to the shorthand practice, I thought it might be fun for you to hear about my journey to becoming a court reporter compared to yours. And if after this you are compelled to apply some of my life experiences to your own and add jury-built to your lexicon, well, that would be rewarding for me too. For those of you who have taken the step to challenge your skills right now with this first selection and are either an advanced student or someone that graduated after I retired, you are probably wondering why my voice sounds so familiar, and your guess would be right. My dear wife, Marge, and I are the people who dictated most of the incremental speed tests at NAIT, the scripts of which were created by program staff and accurately counted by software called Syllables. Side note, that program was developed by Janice Plomp, one of the NAIT instructors, and her brother Doug, an aeronautical engineer and software developer who occasionally found himself working with NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. If you have any complaints about anything, I would prefer that you talk to them. Another side note, when I finally stopped reminiscing and writing, I realized that I had way too much for a few 5-minute speed-building dictations. So apart from shorthand practice, you will be testing your endurance, and maybe a little dictionary building as well. I was raised on a mixed farm north of Evansburg, Alberta, which is a little over an hour's drive west of Edmonton on the Yellowhead Highway leading to Jasper. Our farm is 13 kilometers northeast of the Pembina River Provincial Park on the other side of the river, and at night we can see the lights of the overpass by Entwistle from our veranda. Like most farm boys, our fathers taught us many skills like how to construct buildings, repair old machinery, weld broken parts, care for animals, and do field work starting at a very young age. I specifically remember plowing when I was only 10 because Dad bought a new Massey Ferguson tractor and 3-point hitch plow in 1959. I remember the dealer delivering it, and he was trying to teach Dad how to use the hydrostatic draft controls to maintain an even depth of the furrow, but Dad was too overwhelmed with the training and deferred to me. I was just a kid, but an eager beaver. While I didn't fully understand how the controls worked, the operation of it seemed easy. The dealer rode with me on the tractor for maybe an hour, patiently guiding me as I became familiar with the operation of the tractor, as well as learning the skill of plowing. Since that fateful day, I did all the plowing on the farm. We still have that 40 horsepower Massey Ferguson tractor, which now would be considered a chore tractor. But over the years, we upgraded to bigger tractors and equipment for field work. Just for interest, the last time I plowed was the fall of 2024 with a 135 horsepower model 4240 John Deere pulling a five-bottom plow with which I turned over 65 acres at age 75. We are continuing to rent out some of our land to a neighbor who sees a rotation of canola, then wheat, followed by barley in the third year. But it looks like I am going to be into hobby farming in a bigger way now because the neighbor that had been renting our hay land was in an accident and is unable to renew the contract. Rather than looking for someone else, hopefully I will be able to handle that task for a while. Actually, I want to revise that last comment to say that I had better be able to handle that, because last fall at a farm auction sale, I bought three pieces of used equipment needed for making hay: a hay bine for cutting the alfalfa, a V-rake for pulling together two windrows of the dried swaths into one, and a round baler that rolls these swaths into spools, much like the thread on a bobbin, except each bale weighs 1,200 pounds. You pushed it and you are recording now. Fucking Christ. It started recording or erasing or something.
Well, check it.
Okay, how do I play?